Recognizing Compulsive Internet Use. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yesterday, we heard from clinical psychologist Todd Essick. He wrote an editorial in Psychology Today opposing the inclusion of internet addiction in the DSM, which is sort of the Bible of psychiatry. The American Psychiatric Association is debating whether to make internet addiction an official mental disorder. Essick says there's just not enough research on whether internet use is truly addictive, although he does believe some people use the net excessively and compulsively. We continue our discussion now. I asked Essick what it would take for him to come around to internet addiction.
I don't think it's possible because the internet is such a rapidly evolving entity, so that what's being researched today is not what people are going to be doing tomorrow. So, you know, drinking too much cheap wine today is the same as too much cheap wine 10 years ago. But playing video games online today is not what it's going to be like 10 years from now. So the research is always going to be behind the technological development, which is going to be happening so much faster than the kind of the behavioral science research can get done. So in terms of the question of what it would take for me to kind of really buy into an internet addiction disorder, I don't think it's possible to happen.
Leaving aside the addiction question for a minute, what are the signs that someone is using the internet or other technologies too much? When does it cross over from normal to a little excessive or obsessive?
The signs and symptoms that people kind of report to me frequently start when other people start saying that they have a problem. When other people start noticing that they're withdrawing from typical patterns of social interaction or school performance or job performance, the too muchness comes in when the person themselves begins to feel like they're losing out on their life because they're spending too much time online. There's usually a component of trying to get away from it and not being able to. There's kind of the experience of missing it when you're not doing it, thinking about it almost all the time rather than thinking about other aspects, and kind of feeling that when you're doing whatever your internet activity, be it gaming or cyber sex or online porn or whatever the case may be, that that's the time when you are, in fact, most connected and feeling most comfortable.
It's a weird moving target, though, because increasingly it's normal for much of our former physical lives to move online, and that's just sort of happening to all of us.
Well, it's similar to, I think, eating disorders. You can't not eat and survive, and still people develop compulsive and problematic relationships with eating. Clearly so, whether it's bulimia or anorexia or whatever the case may be. But you can't not eat. And I think internet use is falling into a similar kind of category in modern life. You can't really fully function as a member of our society if you're not using the internet in some kinds of ways. So to kind of throw it into the addiction bin, I think it kind of ignores the fact that a certain amount of internet use is absolutely required, almost to the level that eating is required.
Todd Essick, a clinical psychologist in New York City. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.